Last week, as we looked at what Jesus did for us, we looked at Isaiah chapter 12, the fact that God turned his anger away from us and turned it toward his only Son who paid our price. It says, "You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away that you might comfort me." Then he says, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation." And you will say in that day, "Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitants of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel." It's interesting, I see a progression in this psalm, an advance of the gospel in this psalm. First, it starts with understanding the gospel, understanding it for myself, realizing that Jesus took my place. God's anger was turned away from me. I deserved it. Instead, it went to Jesus, his Son. And behold, God is my salvation. I will trust. I embrace the gospel. Jesus is mine. It's not, "Oh yeah, I believe that Jesus died 2,000 years ago on a cross for the sins of the world. But I'm the sinner that he died for. It's for me." You own it. "The Lord is my strength, my song. He's become my salvation. With joy we draw water from the wells of salvation." That's where it starts, is we recognize what Jesus did and we own it. It's mine. We possess it. We treasure it. We cling to it. That's what I need. But notice it doesn't stop there. It advances. "Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praise to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let his name be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitants of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel." There's an advance. As I understand the gospel, as I am transformed by the gospel, as I draw water from the well, as I draw nourishment from my relationship with Jesus, there's an overflow. There's too much for me. Too much for just me. Too much to keep it to myself. I must advance that. I must proclaim his name. I must sing about how great he is, because he is so great. He is worthy to be celebrated. And there are people on this planet that are not worshiping Jesus today, and that is a sin. And they may not know any better, because nobody's gone to tell them. There are people in our community for whom that is true. And it is on us. It is our privilege to enjoy our salvation and to spread that to others, to invite them to worship, because God is worthy. He alone has done gloriously. Proclaim that his name is exalted. It's our privilege to advance that. So as we worship, as we celebrate what Jesus has done for us, let's recognize that advance, that I need to own it personally for myself. And I'd invite you, Jesus said, as often as you do this, you proclaim the Lord's death until he come. This is a way of proclaiming. So if you're here today, and maybe you grew up in Christianity, maybe your family has a Christian background, but you don't have a relationship with Jesus. Today, I'd invite you, put your trust in Jesus. Recognize, I need Jesus. I'm a sinner. I want him to cover my sins. Wash me clean. Make me new. I am guilty before him, and I want to stand forgiven before Him, and His blood is sufficient to cover my sins. Own that for yourself. Treasure that for yourself. Draw water from the well of salvation and drink for yourself. But don't let it stop there. As you taste and see and enjoy the goodness of God, make sure you have an overflow. Make sure you're celebrating and treasuring Jesus to the point where it overflows to people around you, where it overflows in giving to advance God's kingdom around the globe. And make sure that it overflows out of your life to touch the lives of others. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We are going to remember together what Jesus did for us as He gave us bread that reminds us of His body broken for sinners. He gave us juice that reminds us of His blood poured out to wash away our sins. As you take that, as you hold that in your hand, reflect on what He did for you and ask Him how it is that you can bring glory to His name in all the earth. Draw nourishment today from the deep well of salvation. And allow that to spread to people around you. God, thank you, Father, for sending your Son Jesus to pay my price. To turn your anger away from me and onto Jesus. Jesus, thank you for being that voluntary substitute that took the fury of a holy God against rebellion and wickedness and sin. Took my place, paid my price. Spirit, thank you for opening my heart, opening my eyes to see Jesus, to love Jesus, to worship Jesus. And I pray that you would create an overflow in each of us that is uncontainable. Joy in Jesus that just must overflow on people around us, that we must spread the news, the great news of reconciliation with a great God, of fellowship and relationship and communion with a God who loves us, with a God who would go to those lengths to rescue us. Thank you for bread and juice and the reminder it is today in Jesus' name. Jesus, we come into your presence today to treasure you, to worship you, to celebrate and enjoy you. And our heart, our longing is that your name be magnified, your name be exalted, your name be honored and glorified in all the earth. We want your name to be proclaimed as worthy. So we want to proclaim it today to ourselves. We proclaim it to one another this morning. And God, ignite us by your Spirit to proclaim it to the ends of the earth. Thank you. Thank you for what you did. We remember. His body broken for you, take and eat. Blood poured out for you. Drink.